A government expert, Dr. Emin Olakwete, says partisan politics is an impediment to good leadership and the rule of law in Ghana. Explaining, Dr. Akwete noted that sometimes good ideas can be tapped from people from other political divide to address certain socio-economic condition, but this is often not done. Speaking to Radio Ghana's Rebecca Epe on challenges in upholding rule of law in Ghana, Dr. Akwete mentions the interference in governmental institutions by segments of society. First, Dr. Akwete speaks on what President John Mahama is likely to point out in his address at the 67th UN General Assembly in New York tomorrow.
The international community knows we're going to have elections. They are minded about Ghana consolidating the progress it's made in elections and managing very highly competitive elections. They need the assurance that the rules will be strictly adhered to. The security agencies will be professional and impartial in ensuring that there are peaceful conditions for citizens to go and vote and accept the results.
Would you state in discussion that Ghana conforms to this rule of law to the letter?
It must be the letter and the spirit. In the practical world, we do not have perfect adherence or practice of the rule of law to the letter. There are variations of it. We make progress in some areas and we are challenged in others. The idea is to see how we could close those gaps and truly make every citizen feel respected, their rights upheld and defended under the law. One area where you could see the rule of law in practice is in elections. You see, it says one citizen, one vote, man or woman. And whether you are the president of Ghana or on election day, you have only one vote.
Dr. Akwete, zooming into the issue of leadership here. Now, leadership is very important in upholding the structures when it comes to rule of law in a country. Many have questioned the leadership that we have in this country, for which some of the problems have not been addressed. Basic issues, clothing, food, shelter, people are still not able to have 3 square meals on the table. What is wrong with the leadership?
In terms of the rule of law, where we probably need a strong leadership is the fight against corruption. The fact that public service delivery is a challenge, one of the constraints of bad leadership that we are having is that, you know, our politics is so partisan that we don't even, in spite of the fact that we're Ghanaians, we don't want to use the best brains on the other side because they belong to the other party. But the best brains are also Ghanaians, and they are owned by, it's for Ghana. So a leader who is not able to rise above the partisan identities they hold, and therefore does not maximize the use, mobilization, and deployment of our human and other resources to accelerate our development, is clearly not providing good leadership. A leader that brings about so much conflict and tension in the society that the peaceful conditions we need to shift us to focus more on development and addressing issues of comfortable lives for many human development and so on. It's clearly not providing good leadership.
Dr. Emmanuel Akwete is Executive Director of the Institute of Democratic Governance in that interview with Rebecca Epe.